Christian completeness. In Christ you have been brought to fullness. Colossians 2 verse 10. There is nothing more important to believers than having a sure relationship to God. If only we could understand that God purposed our eternal salvation in eternity past, saving us from sin and death and hell was part of God's amazing plan for our lives. We don't deserve his forgiveness or salvation, but it is his gift of grace to us. And because we are in Christ, we have been brought to complete fullness. There is nothing lacking in the Christian because we are complete in him. Too often, however, believers try to add something to Christ, as they did in Colossae. But when anything is added to the finished work of Christ, it threatens our purity. We are complete in him and purified in him, but all additions introduce a pollutant. The teachings of the Gnostics were added to Paul's teaching to the Colossians. As a result, they thrived on philosophic, religious speculations instead of the gospel. The legalism of the Jews was placed alongside Paul's pure gospel of God's grace. As a result, many were being sucked back into slavery under legalistic demands. The spurious spiritual mysticism of pseudo-religiosity crept in with God's truth. And as a result, some lived by emotions and a false spirituality instead of scripture. False teachings abounded then, and they proliferate in increasing numbers today. And if we are not secure in our position in Christ, we will be swayed by alternatives. Paul cautions us not to allow human tradition, philosophy or empty deceit to sway us. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. Colossians 2 verse 4. Paul warns us not to be deceived or deluded by the persuasive words of such teaching. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. Colossians 2 verse 8. Like them, we are to remain alert and not be robbed of our sufficiency in Christ. For the vain teachings in these traditions is not in accord with God's viewpoint. Paul knows that the entire fullness of God's nature dwells bodily in Christ, and in him we are complete. He exhorts us not to be shamed into keeping any aspect of the Mosaic law, for the law was fulfilled in Christ. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you in regard to food or drink, or in the matter of a festival or new moon or a Sabbath day. Colossians 2 verse 8. Paul doesn't want any believer to be cheated of their reward by any false teaching. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying they have had visions about these things. Their sinful minds have made them proud. Colossians 2 verse 18. Then, as now, the issue in Paul's mind was our completeness in Christ. He abhorred the extras that were being brought into the church of God. His urgent desire was that all believers truly understood who they were in Christ. He longed that the body of Christ was brought into full knowledge of Christ. Paul knew that full Christian completeness is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wants us to know Everything that God desires us to be is in Christ. Christian completeness has nothing to do with what I am or what I do. Christian completeness has everything to do with being complete in Christ.